Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
She took a look, missed it with the chill out. Now she said she said 3D.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you to Elliot Shore-Parks if you missed Tuesdays with Elliot. Remember, you can use the Rewind feature there in the Odyssey app. We're also streaming live on YouTube every day. You can watch us. Hi, I'm waving to you at YouTube. I am always surprised. Well, I guess I shouldn't be. What Elliot can say that will get Ike, that will just raise the Ike temperature. And I would have never guessed Sex and the City would have been the thing today. And
well,
the Phillies.
Because it's ridiculous, the yes. Sex and the City
well,
thing.
But he's his love for the show, I think, ridiculous.
Well, of course, yeah.
I think his placement on its Mount Rushmore, on Mount Rushmore for the HBO shows is fair.
It's also ridiculous.
Wow.
It's also ridiculous.
All right.
But a lot of good shows.
It's par for the course for him.
It is. Elliot.
I mean, him being a big Sex and the City guy is probably the lock of the century.
100%.
The least surprising Elliot take of all time.
100%. So let's get back into the Phils, why don't we?
Yeah. It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Kev Jackie Baseball.
So the one thing that's irking me with...
Brought to you by ringthebellbook.com.
Yeah, ringthebellbook.com. Of course, we're trying to get to 400 pre-orders by the end of the week. We're heating up.
How many more do we need?
Enough.
I'm going to say the next 10 get free shipping and Jack will autograph the book.
Yep, and Ike will endorse it.
I'll autograph it too.
yeah. We'll get right on that.
Yep.
Okay.
We're going to bring a whole...
Bring a box of them
a whole
in.
Thing
I'll just
in.
Sign them, man.
Yeah, man.
Anything for you, kid.
Ike, me, Kevin. We'll be all locked
poor
in.
Poor Kevin.
I just look at it. I'm doing it for Walk and Sut.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even about you.
Right. No, yeah. That's called... You know, that's looking
out
for
your
people.
I'm a good uncle. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Team player. Sign him with a blue bat.
Yeah.
With a blue pen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you think I could get Bryce to have a bat that says ringthebellbook.com?
There you go. There you go.
That'd be nice.
Come on. Yeah,
that would help the book sales.
That would help book sales.
I don't know. That's for somebody else, not
maybe,
for himself.
Maybe I'll get Chuck and Monary to talk to Bryce.
There you go.
See if he can help us out.
There you go.
So the one thing that's worrying me about the Phillies, on top of the offense, the last couple of years, they have... To, I think, of an annoying extent, they have preached patience. And they have preached, we've got it. And steady, calm. You know, I always think about Nick Sirianni at the end of last year when they talked about how has to be calmer and has to control his emotions on the sideline. He always said, well, when you're on a flight and it's a little bumpy, if the stewardesses are, or the, not the stewardesses, but the flight attendants
flight
are panicking.
Attendants, yes.
I was thinking about Cowboy Jim.
All
my
right,
bad.
All right.
Don't
yeah.
cancel me.
Yeah.
But if the flight attendants are...
Uh-oh, Jack. Just came over the wire.
Yep.
You're canceled.
See ya.
Yep.
But if the flight attendants are panicking, then you start panicking.
Yes.
And, you know, the calling card for Rob Thompson over the last couple of years has been just stay the course. We're fine. You guys are good. This year, we've had a bunch of different lineups. They've had, what, three different leadoff hitters. Now, Stott's back in the leadoff spot tonight. But yesterday, and while I agreed with it, you want to give Marsh a couple days off. You want to give him 3 days for a mental reset. Fine. Last night, there was multiple opportunities to get him in. Johan Rojas struck out in big spots, but we're committing to the mental reset. Today, Brandon Marsh is in the lineup. And if you're going to, like, just do it.
Yeah.
Just commit to it. Now, that's frustrating. Rob Thompson talked about it a couple minutes ago. Why is Brandon Marsh in the lineup? Here's what he had to say.
Marsh back in the lineup today. What went into that for you?
We had a really good work day yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I checked in with Kevin. And I checked in with Brandon after the game. And he was pretty adamant that he was in a good spot. So, pull him up.
Work day just went in the cage. You're like,
yeah.
Instead of good work in the cage.
Yeah, he did it. Like, he did a lot of hitting, early hitting. Yeah, he got a lot of swings yesterday.
And then when you talked to him, he just seemed to be in a better frame of mind.
Yeah, he was. And talking to Kevin, too, because Kevin was with him most of the day.
Yeah, BS. You watch Johan Rojas again not be a Major League Baseball player. And they're getting Brandon Marsh back out there, which, again, is if you're going to use, like, there were some spots last night to use him.
Well,
like, they helped them lose a game last night because Johan Rojas was up in key situations.
Can I play devil's advocate here?
Sure.
A little bit. Sorry.
Therapy Tuesday.
Well, we can't. I largely agree with you on this particular situation. But part of what we wanted out of Thompson this year was for him to act with a sense of urgency. And he has done things. He moved Bowman down. Now, this.
Devil's advocate that. This feels like flying by the seat of your pants.
I agree with you on this particular thing. Either he needs a few days or he doesn't need a few days.
Right.
Yeah, I agree on that one. But
he watched Rojas bat last night too.
I know.
Well,
then why is he here?
It's not like Marsh has been.
I know he hasn't. Yeah. I know he hasn't. But then why is he here?
Rojas. Yeah, that's the same question last year.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Defense not even good anymore, is it?
No, it's fine. He's still a plus defender, but
except when he's letting the
ball
drop right in front of him.
Miscommunication.
Yeah.
3 for 46 in the last five games with runners in scoring position.
Well, that part is infuriating. Man, that first inning, I thought to myself, here we are.
There it is.
Here we are. Trey Lace is the double. They're it's like, you know, I was saying yesterday, I just want an inning where they get a bunch of hits and score runs. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It felt like, this is going to... But after that inning, I was like, we're not scoring again.
You know what happened?
What?
Curse of the blue bat.
Might have been.
Ruined the entire inning.
Might have been.
Ruined the entire inning.
Might have been.
Some other just quick stat things here. Don't love. 43-43 officially, including the postseason since last All-Star break. So they've reached the 500 mark. Yeah. No, only one team in baseball has seen less fastballs than them. So they are back to being breaking ball to death. And that's kind of been the MO of this team for 2.5 seasons. And they haven't been able to get out of it. Maybe that's the players. You know, they just struggle against spin. But still, we've seen this movie before where they get spun to death. And, I mean, here we are. Like, teams are clearly doing this against them again. And they're not combating it.
Can I ask you, it feels like baseball in general seems down from an offensive perspective.
Yeah,
am I crazy in that?
No, I mean, I feel like the beginning of the season always kind of feels that way.
Okay.
But that's my problem with Kevin Long, is that he's always been a hunt the fastball guy.
And if you don't get the fastball. Yeah.
Well, yeah, like the sport's just changing. Like it's turning into a sweeper game. So that's my Kevin Long kind of fear. Is it time to bring Garrett Stubbs back? People are wondering that online. You know, get the Vibesman back in there. If Marshawn's only playing once a week, what's the point? Now the problem is you'd have to put Marshawn on waivers because he has no options left, which means another team could pick him up. And Garrett Stubbs, you know, is all that really worth it? I have no idea. But there is some buzz to bring Garrett Stubbs back up. But
where's the buzz? For what?
Some small online buzz.
We need vibes in the clubhouse.
We need the boys back feeling good, play good.
I'm telling you.
We're just reverting back to last year.
Yeah, I'm turning the clock back.
Yeah, you're getting everything back together.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
It's good. Jesus Luzardo versus Justin Verlander tonight. We'll break it all down and leading off coming up a little
good.
Later.
That is a big matchup.
Yeah, nice little game five of the 2022 World Series throwbacks with Verlander on the mound.
4-4 on the mound tonight.
I like that you're calling him 4-4 now.
I like that.
I like 4-4, man.
I like that. 2-1.
It's 4-4, not 4-4.
Well, I don't think I could pull off 4-4. So I'm going to go.
Sounds good. You just said it.
I know.
You
but,
got it.
Yeah, but look, like, this is not
well,
a faux faux.
Listen.
You know what I mean?
You guys are at the cookout. Relax.
No, but see, I'm at the cookout to get made fun of.
He brought his own food.
I'm putting.
There's no doubt. Actually, we probably both got to bring our own food.
Well,
but
you're definitely bringing vegan food.
I'm bringing guacamole.
Anything's better than sliced apples.
Yeah. Yep, sliced apples. I'm putting raisins in the chicken salad. Yeah. Again, it's different. It's different. So.
Cage-free eggs?
Pasteurized. Cage-free can still be fraudulent.
Oh, it's okay. Potato salad. Nobody's eating chicken salad, man, at a barbecue.
Oh, man, dude. A nice chicken salad with some grapes in it? That's an item.
All right. Okay. 215-592-9494. Stephen Cherry Hill. You're on WIP.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
What's up, Steve?
Pretty chill. So anyway, you know, I'm skeptical. You know, boom, you know, I think he's getting a bad rap. He's doing really bad, but he's been our most consistent hitter the last couple of years, I believe.
Yep. That's why the phone's breaking.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Yeah, I'm going to put him on hold. It's somebody somewhere
is in favor of Bohm.
Yeah, Ma Bell is like, no, he's a baby. Jake and Delco, you're on WIP.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jake?
What's up, Jake?
Hey, man, I was just sitting here thinking, Elliot, having Elliot and Therapy Tuesday, they just don't.
it's not a bad point. It's not. We want everybody to feel better afterwards, and all
yeah,
Elliot
he's not
does
the guy to bring in.
He just agitates you. I get it.
At one point, all of you were yelling at the same time.
Yes.
All four of you. And it was just this one loud sound for like a second. It was so funny.
I could see it happening visually when I was yelling. I was like, wow, look at this. And it was about Sex and the City, by the
right.
way. Yeah.
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 Yeah, man. Well, there was two different things going on there. What are you talking about how successful it was? Or are you talking about how good it was from like a critical eye? You know what I mean?
Right.
Well,
yes.
But it's not a. Okay, I can't believe.
Well, that does matter.
It matters.
How good it was does matter.
It matters, but this is not a. It was not like a junk show that ended up being popular. It was a well received show as well.
Yeah.
It wasn't just popular.
It was a popular show. Yeah,
it was popular, and I think it was critically received well. It was,
yeah.
It was thought of as a good show.
The first few seasons.
Yeah, do we love it?
It ran on too long.
Well, I don't look. I don't.
Well, that's
I don't,
almost every show.
Yeah, I didn't see any. You've seen more Sex and the City than I have. But that said, it's not. Look, The Bachelor. That's junk TV, right? Even though a lot of people watch it, I think Sex and the City was generally well received, and it is I think it's probably a Mount Rushmore show for HBO.
Well, the way they developed the characters in The Wire was unbelievable. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Spike, break that down.
Too busy sleeping.
Yeah. I think everybody needs to. We have such a toxic relationship with our sports teams, man. Some of these reactions to the Phillies, it's like, damn, pump the brakes. My goodness. What's going on in your personal life that you're using that anger and shoving it up the ass of the Phillies?
Wow. Yeah,
that's what it feels like sometimes.
Well, I think, so instead of talking about how everybody else feels, how do you feel? Okay, so they're 9-7. They're not hitting. The bullpen does not look well. It does not look good. Where are you then specifically?
It feels like Groundhog Day again. There's even a slight little tint of the same feeling as with the Sixers, which you guys have touched base on.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, on the other end of the spectrum, there's a hope in there that they will congeal at the right time and win a World Series because they do have the talent. I think Topper, he's making all these moves this year like you hadn't before. It's like, okay, keep doing that. Do it even more. Be like borderline radical with your moves. Do something.
Right. Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So do you have faith in them?
No.
Okay.
I do not.
Well, then not. Wait a minute. Hold on. Jake.
Yeah. this don't add up. Right.
Yeah. So,
That's a strong word.
Well, but wouldn't you say that we have a team that was in the World Series 3 years ago, was in the LCS 2 years ago, has the third biggest payroll in baseball, and we think this is a do or die year, and you don't have faith that they're going to come through. So that seems like a fair enough reason for people to overreact, though, is where I'm at.
I have faith that they can.
Okay.
But not that they definitely will. So,
okay. All right. Give us next question. Give us something that's overrated, Jake.
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, I agree with you, actually. That's
so
a good one.
Big
answer. Yes.
Did you know the song was in A minor? Did you know if you looked at it from above, they were like in the shape of A minor?
Oh, Jake, you are my God right now. Yes.
Oh, he has to be a Drake fan. This is a Drake fan.
Well, no, we all know the Kendrick thing was an industry plant.
Yeah, it's like, I get it. Wop, 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 right, Jack? Oh, Jake, we all said it all the same, right?
Where's Broads?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seeing basic Gen Z girls go, they not like us, it's just so corny. It's like, that doesn't work coming out of your mouth.
So, oh, like, Jake.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's a good one.
This
I love
is
it.
Not
Thank
the
you.
Time to be saying Kendrick Lamar is overrated.
Well,
he's on top right now.
On top, but I'm fair with
what?
I'm good with overrated.
Top of what?
But even from the beginning, what was the album? To Pimp a Butterfly
but that
came
was
out.
A great album.
I listened to it. I'm like, eh, I guess.
Oh man, Money Trees is great. You know, you had a moment. This whole thing's been corny. We get it. You don't like Drake. We got it.
I actually like both.
You don't like Drake. Would you stop?
I'm okay with Drake.
No, come on. That's like your LeBron thing. When you went through your LeBron's actually okay thing a couple years ago, and now you're back to being anti-LeBron.
Well, Spike has brought me back. Yeah, I got to admit. Yeah. I was almost moving towards leaving LeBron alone, and Spike has brought me back to not liking LeBron again.
You're addicted to the hater, eh?
Yes, I'm
the dealer. Yeah. LeBron hate is your heroin, and I'm the dealer.
I sell drugs to children.
Yeah. That's true.
So one maddening moment from last night's Phillies game is JT gets rung up on a ball that is obviously outside.
Oh, man. Yeah. I was walking the streets of Westchester because Sutton was freaking out.
Yeah.
So I had to try to calm him down.
Yeah.
And when that happened, I was outside. These poor older women were walking out of the ice cream store or whatever. I let it out. That's not even close! And they were
Wait,
startled.
Were you watching it on your
I
walk?
Was watching it on my phone because I still got to do postgame.
Okay.
So they were startled.
Okay.
And Sutton was also startled. But I said, you'll learn one day.
Well, it was, and you know, it's a crucial moment in the game. And Rob Thompson had an opportunity there to stand up for his guy, maybe fire the team up. And he just sat there in the dugout. And it was, I thought it was frustrating. And I think a lot of people felt the same way. Rob Thompson talked about that just now.
In the seventh inning when JT gets from up on that pitch, is that a spot where you think about getting yourself tossed? And if not, why? Why not?
Because I generally don't let things that I can't control bother me. And I think it's important to stay in the game and stay calm for your club. There's a time when you may want to rally the troops a little bit, but I didn't feel like that was the time.
Is April just too early for that?
Not necessarily, but I mean, it was a ball, but it wasn't egregious, I didn't think.
Oh, yeah, it was.
It was egregious. It was 8 inches outside.
Yeah. It almost hit the first base dugout.
Yes.
Yeah, it was egregious.
You didn't need the ABS system.
Yeah.
I was going to say PitchCom. It's not PitchCom. You don't need to see the box on the screen to see that was...
And the umpire knew he made a bad call.
Yes. He looked a little nervous.
Yeah, there's no way he didn't realize, like, oh, yeah, that probably wasn't a good call.
It wasn't egregious.
It definitely was egregious.
It was incredibly egregious.
And it happened in a moment where, quite frankly, if we're all expecting you to go out there and be irate, it would have been a fitting time to do it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know if it would have worked.
Sure.
Right? I don't know if it would have worked, but at least from our perspective, we would realize that, okay, our manager has a pulse in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
He can get fired up. We listen, there aren't any more Lou Piniellas and what's my guy, old Pittsburgh, Detroit Tigers guy?
Jim Leland.
No, yeah, who we almost had, but we got Charlie Manuel.
Kicked dirt thankfully. On him.
Yeah, like we understand.
Sorta.
Yeah, we understand that doesn't exist for the most part. But there are times in baseball where it's rare in today's game with everything being the way it is that a manager can't go out there and do that. And like I said, that would have been a great moment where, at least from a fan's perspective, I would know my manager is feeling the same way that I'm feeling right now. Because that's all fans have at times is there a connection with us and our ball club, whether it's the coaches, managers, or the players, with the frustration that's going on. And that would have been a great time to sort of show that.
Well, there's two things that I felt when it was happening. Is one, it reminded me of when Girardi didn't go out there with Kyle Schwarber when he was melting down Angel Hernandez.
Yeah, we all remember that one.
On Sunday Night Baseball when Hernandez was horrible. And that was right before. Now, I don't think it's going to happen to Thompson, but that was right before Girardi got fired. And then the other thing is that JT never reacts like that. I mean, JT
right,
is about
yes.
as professional as it gets on the baseball field. And for him to have that reaction, by the way, he's catching all game. He knows what the strike zone is. You can say it's not egregious all you want. The guy who's catching the entire game thought
that was
it was.
Egregious, yeah.
So if JT reacts like that, that's the port with Thompson has to go out there.
And go save him from it because JT's got to catch in front of this guy the rest of the game, too. Save JT from he wasn't going to get tossed, but go out there and show a pulse.
Yeah, come on, man.
Show a pulse.
This is Philadelphia, bro.
Yes.
I mean, even Gabe conjured up a
fake
outrage
it.
And his buttons on his shirt were all down and
his chest glistening.
His chin was like, he looked great.
He really did look good.
He looked great yelling. He did, man.
Looked good in the uniform. You know, he looks like a Ken doll.
Yeah.
You know. Jack, Andy Boyle went to ringthebellbook.com, ordered one. He wants to make sure it's one of the Ike autographed ones.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, only if he knocks you out again.
Oh, well. We'll see.
We have all types of contests to sell books.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
I own one.
Conklin already is pitching me for one of his shows.
Oh, really?
Trying to get me on the ticket.
There you go.
That's how he gets you to do it.
Yeah.
Now, listen.
Well, I'm not doing stand-up. I think I'm just there for a book. Like
no,
a signing.
I was going to say, it's a little different going up there in front of a crowd.
But I don't know, man. I kind of do stand-up every day at Top 5 at 5.
You're it's way harder.
Spike, yeah.
Yeah. Having done stand-up one time in my life,
yes.
It is the hardest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
And, oh, God.
I won't go back.
Yeah.
I did it once.
I will never do it again. Yeah. And it wasn't at Conklin's thing. It was, I think I intro'd him once at Conklin.
I did at Conklin.
But I, at Trevilise had a comedy club, yep. and I yep. did stand up there. Two times in one night. It was, I've sung in bands. I've been on the radio. I've introduced people. And it's never in my life have I experienced something as terrifying as stand-up comedy.
Telling jokes and expecting everybody to laugh, and they don't laugh. Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah, I got a lot of respect for what Conklin does and all comedian does. Yeah, that's not easy to do.
When they didn't laugh when I told the joke, I just started talking faster and cursing more. It was.
Well, how about I forgot all the. So, real quick, Joe Conklin and Big Daddy, they wrote jokes out for me to say, like stuff for me to say. Like, so I was supposed to go out there, memorize
the jokes,
and tell them. I completely forgot all the jokes. They ran together. Like, the jokes ran together.
On
the
top scene.
Yeah, it was.
But so, they love you because you're Ike.
Well,
though,
listen,
right?
The first 3 or 4 minutes was I was. Figuring my way out through it. And then they couldn't get me off the stage.
Because
then I just started talking and just telling my own type of jokes and my experience at WIP.
You pulled the Howard.
Yeah, where they were in the background, Joe was throwing stuff at me like, get off the stage. Turned
sounds
into a
17-minute
set.
That sounds.
I still hold the record for the longest celebrity.
Open?
Open, man. 17 nice. Minutes. How long are you supposed to be out there for seven?
17 minutes?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Started cooking, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the beer started kicking
in. Oh, that happens too. coming up next, a former Cowboy great being a huge baby.
Oh,
just
man.
An enormous baby. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are on your radio, 94.1, and the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. Remember, BG Day, 5-5. Get it? Cinco de Mayo, no, well, we're not disrespecting Cinco de Mayo. Mm-hmm. But, Brandon, BG Day is going to be all day on WIP, but then that night, BG Live at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville, which is a cool place. It's going to be like a night that is a retrospective on his career. So all day long, we will do the interviews, we'll do the moments, all that as a salute to BG. But that night, you can be a part of BG Live. You just go to 94WIP.com to buy tickets. There's a VIP experience there, and then there's tickets to the show. And hearing BG one-on-one, it'll be DeCamera there asking the tough questions.
Oh, man, the moderator himself.
Do you think he will make BG cry on stage?
No, I think BG only cried that one time because, again, he thought his career was over when he was on the morning show.
And he cried during his press conference.
Yeah, yeah.
You think the camera can make him cry?
No, I don't think so. I think the days of that are over.
All right. So if you want tickets to BG Live, you go to 94WIP.com. That is May 5th, and we will salute BG all day that day. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for... Nope. Damn it. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. They're still looking for artisans. That's great. But the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Jack actually asked on the Twitter, what is on your Mount Rushmore of HBO shows? So the first response is Sopranos, The Wire, Game of Thrones, and Penguin. Dude, Penguin can't be on that. I never even saw it, but that can't be on the Mount Rushmore.
That was the actual show.
Yeah, it was like the Batman Penguin, I think, right?
Yeah, that can't even sniff the top 10. Yeah. Come on. Let's
so then grow up a little bit. Somebody said Sopranos, Boardwalk Empire, Entourage, and The Wire. A lot of people like Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, the Boardwalk Empire. Yeah.
Never saw it.
It was fine.
Okay.
Sopranos, The Wire, Oz, and Don't Care for Any Other.
Yeah.
Which is a good one. Kids in the Hall. Not always an HBO show. I don't know if I'd classify that as an HBO.
Never
Sopranos,
even heard of it.
Tales from you never saw Kids in the Hall?
Yeah,
great show. Tales from the Crypt and Def Comedy Jam.
Okay,
and then we have we have a lot of responses here. How about Sopranos, Game of Thrones, True Detective, and Entourage?
Yeah. You got a lot of responses there. You know, I went through all those responses and I saw one with Sex and the City in their Mount Rushmore.
Was it from Elliot?
It was not from Elliot.
Okay, good. I like the
I'm just telling you, Spike, you go through that list. I don't see Sex and the City in
there. Yeah, but they're all
there.
Sports radio people.
Oh, now our fans are idiots.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if you asked HBO, do you think HBO would put Sex and the City on the Mount Rushmore of HBO shows?
I don't think so. I think they'll put Game of Thrones on there. I think they would put Sopranos. Yep. I think they would put The Wire.
I don't know if they would put The Wire.
See, here's where
we definitely would put The Wire. Yeah, they definitely would put The Wire.
You are full of
it. Yeah, they would definitely put The Wire.
By the way, I like that True Detective is getting its proper respect.
Season that was okay. Listen,
it's one season and five episodes.
Yeah, but season it was
the
not,
leftover was, season one is better than True Detective.
That's
my
true.
Ass. Yes,
nah, True Detective. It's the best single season of TV ever.
Oh come on!
It's not even close.
It doesn't survive rewatch. Have you watched it
I've
again?
I've watched it three times.
Wow, you're not a smart guy. Yeah, 215. Actually, we've been talking about something that's not making us feel good right now, the Phillies all day. Here's something that might make us feel a little bit good. Emmett Smith.
A little bit good?
A little bit good. Emmett Smith just being a total baby about the Cowboys and the Eagles. Here's what Emmett had to say.
So, Emmett, how tired do you get about people talking about the drought with the Cowboys, the 29 years, haven't been to an NFC Championship game since when you were playing?
I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of it for two reasons. One, we have allowed others to come and nitpick at the star and make fun of the star. And that's what happens when you give other people or the other organization. Now, all of a sudden, okay. The last 20 years, they win two Super Bowls. They think they're the best thing on the doggone planet.
Yeah.
And everywhere I go, I go Birds. I'm sick of hearing go Birds. I'm always asking, where you going? You still got a long way to go to catch up.
That's right, Emmett. Don't let it go. Hold on to it, you bitter old Cowboys regime.
He looks shorter and shorter and more sort of like dwarf-like the older he gets, you know? It is nice to hear him unhappy about us.
Yeah, you know? Listen, he's unhappy about several things. He's unhappy that the Cowboys are in the state that they're in.
Yep.
So when you're a player like Emmett, right, I would imagine he's an individual great player, but he also played during a great era of Cowboys football that he's proud of. They sort of restored what the Cowboys were in the 70s.
Absolutely.
So they feel proud. They feel pride in that. And the fact that the team hasn't really gotten back to a title game since he played.
Right.
He's like, hold on, man. What are y'all doing to our legacy down here?
Well, he's the one that ruined his own legacy by going and playing for the Cardinals.
Well, that's true.
Anyway.
Yes, I totally agree with that.
Yeah,
totally agree with
but
that.
But yeah, one of the dynasties of our lifetime is the 49ers. Then it was the Cowboys. Then it was the Patriots, and they have not been anything since that.
Nope.
Barry Switzer, the last Super Bowl winning coach for the Dallas Cowboys. How about it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough for those Cowboys, man.
Yeah, it's not going well. It's not going well.
By the way, I love the chewing while in the middle of the answer. Did you hear that?
No. Do you have it?
Yeah, well, no. I might be able to grab it real quick, but it was just like.
And it takes me back to Minneapolis.
When you tortured him.
We were doing the show and we tortured him. Yeah, with Cowboys Suck Chance doing his. He was on Radio Row doing an interview next to us. And we wouldn't, our fans wouldn't let it go, man. And
he seemed unhappy about that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's good. It's good.
215-592-9494.
Here.
Okay. All right.
You still got a long way to go to catch the Ups.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's eating something.
You still got a long way to go to catch the Ups.
I sound like that sometimes.
No, we aren't eating on the air.
Yeah. You're not a mouthful of something.
Yeah, total.
Hey,
215-592-9494. Dominic in Westchester. You're on WIP.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Dom?
Well, you guys already know my stance about the Phillies, how I already think they're dead. But today, I hope Dombrowski is listening to me because I am going to give you guys a five-step plan to fix the Phillies.
Oh, boy.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. So number one is if Ike's boy, Taijuan Walker, sees the mound one more time, I'm going to lose my mind. Okay? So that has to stop. That's number one.
Dude, one time you give somebody a little vote of confidence, he automatically becomes your guy now.
Yeah, well, you're the Taijuan guy. Remember, you didn't want him coming out of the...
I was just saying, if he keeps pitching well. Go ahead, Dominique. Go ahead.
Number two is we got to get rid of Topper, okay?
Ooh.
I don't care if you are the Lady of St. Lady Guadalupe, feeding the poor. If you're not helping my team and you're not getting angry at about a ball that was 8 inches off the plate, now whether they won the game, I don't know. But to sit there with your pansy ass in the dugout and not do any type of retaliation, that is disrespectful to us, the city, and everyone that paid for a ticket last night. I would have been irate. It was embarrassing.
Do you know who you're replacing him with? You know who you're replacing him with? No, I'm asking you.
I don't know. Okay. I didn't know
if you had anybody in mind.
Well, who's our bench coach?
No. All right,
Mike Calitri?
Just put Boa.
I don't know who's our bench coach.
We want Kevin Long to be the manager?
Boa.
No.
Boa.
Boa and Charlie? Hitting coach? Boa as the manager?
Let's do it. I'll tell you what, he'll argue with the umpire. All right, what's the next step?
Number three is that we had to get rid of Kyle Long. I didn't even have to put the air conditioning on my house because I could feel the breeze from all the Philly strikeouts last night. What is that, the third, fourth strikeout of 10-plus in a game? I mean, it's insane. I don't care if it's change the approach and going slower. They're not getting any results, and I don't understand what's going on with this team. Sometimes they hit eight runs, and then sometimes they get shut out. I can't tell if it's the pitching or if it's the batting thing, but something has to change. And then that brings me to my fourth point. The two guys in the outfield, I talked about this yesterday, between Roas and Marsh, I don't care if Crawford goes 0 for 500, okay? It will get them some sort of juice that's under their butt, right? They'll get some fire under there that not everyone is safe. Something's going to change. And if that doesn't work, I would get rid of Castellanos. That's my fifth point.
Third best hitter right now.
I understand that, okay? But Bohm has been the productive player for the last 3 or 4 years. I didn't know that he was batting around 280 until I looked it up over his career. But right now, you're not going to get anything for him. And if you get rid of a guy that's not a superstar, but you get rid of Castellanos, again, it does a whole different thing. If you shake it up a little bit, everyone starts to realize they're not untouchable.
Trading their guy who's been their second best hitter this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's never like that. He's not always like that. He was an all-star last year by the grace of God. I don't know how.
No, he wasn't an all-star last year.
The year before that, 23.
Castellanos was not. Yeah. Look, Kevin Long's going to get fired. Dominic, give us next question. Give us something that's overrated.
I'm going to say strip clubs.
Yeah, I mean, not really my thing, anymore.
People love them.
They do.
People love them.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I think they're a little odd, but...
Strip clubs. Yeah. I got no problem. If you like it, you like it. Whatever, it's not my thing.
Overrated.
Yeah.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, 20 years ago, maybe. You know, I think when Lou went and got the lemon pepper wings, it just went out the door.
Right, yeah.
That was it?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't hear much about it anymore.
Well, now that we don't have wing bowl anymore.
That's what I'm saying. I don't hear much about it anymore.
Kevin Long's getting fired. I mean, we were talking about it yesterday. I just think there's no way it doesn't happen this year. Is he a Bryce guy because he's a Nationals guy? Is that a Bryce sticking point?
No, I don't think so. Because he was there with Bryce, but it was also towards the end of Bryce.
Okay.
He was there with a lot with Trey. Yep. Trey vouches for him. Schwarber loves him.
Okay.
You know, Schwarber helped. He helped turn Schwarber around down in Washington. So
basically, he got enough of the guys in his corner.
Yeah. And he's, again, a player's hitting coach.
Well, that's who gets fired in these. It's always the hitting coach first.
Well, so. Again, it was Milt Thompson in 2011.
Yep.
And I guess I kind of sparked him. But yep. Still, I mean, it's always the hitting coach.
215-592-9494, a Therapy Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Jack, why don't you tell everyone about how you can feel good? Maybe we can't feel good about the baseball team, but you can certainly feel good about where you're getting your appliances.
You won't need therapy.
No.
When you go to National
Appliance. It is therapy.
It is. You walk in there, nice, you know, breath of fresh air to go get your appliances. Mm-hmm. That's the National Appliance Warehouse difference. I talk a lot about the National Appliance Warehouse difference. The first one that sets National Appliance Warehouse apart is you're going to get the right price, a great price. You're going to get, obviously, tax-free Delaware. Obviously, they always have great savings events going on, but also Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse.
Guarantees you're getting the best price, Jack.
It does guarantee you. Because, listen, it's software, checks every other store, it finds a lower price. You're like, bang, we'll lower that right at National Appliance Warehouse. Also, get the right appliance for you. That matters the most. Over 100 brands from sub-zero to budget, 15,000-square-foot showroom. Spike walked in there a couple weeks ago. He's blown away by how many appliances there were.
48 hours from my new appliances, Jack. Yeah, 48 hours.
Spike can't stop smiling. It's out of control. My parents, they got a dishwasher from National Appliance Warehouse a couple weeks ago, got installed this weekend. Again, they do installation, they do delivery. They got you covered. And finally, the experience is great. Mark Stamatkin truly built a great team at National Appliance Warehouse that is knowledgeable and friendly. You walk in there, you feel like family. So get down to National Appliance Warehouse. Experience what we've been talking about. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com. Tax-free Wilmington, Middletown, Delaware is where their showrooms are. And as always, Tom Fritz sent you.
So excited for those appliances,
bro. I know. Yeah. I know. I can tell. It's great.
215-592-9494. Ooh, get back into the draft with our draft expert, OK Andrew.
What it do, fellas?
OK.
What it do, Andrew?
Are we on speakerphone?
Hey, we're working with the best connection we got.
On hold. I'm not doing the draft report on speakerphone. Jose, you're on WIP.
Going on.
We hear about Price Assure on Jose's.
Hey, 2 for 2. Yeah. Get the money's worth.
Rick and Easton, you're on WIP.
Great show, guys. Sex in the City definitely gets my vote, even though I'm a guy. And Cam Cantrell is one of the sexiest girls on HBO. Do you know where she got her start?
I don't remember, but I do kind of remember where she got her start at.
She was a gym teacher on Porky's. Did you ever see Porky's?
Oh, that movie. Oh, right. Wow.
You know what? She was the gym teacher. Yes.
Wait, she had sex in the locker room.
Yes. Oh, my God. Man. Listen, you remember the Porky's movies?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
Talk about a set of movies that wouldn't be made in 2025.
Yeah, the 80s Porky's movies, man. Yeah. My goodness.
It was
great. It was a fun show. So, guys, you know, you come back to Philadelphia, you have an abysmal road trip, and Stott gets on pace. Turner gets his double. I know it's early. I don't want to beat him up. I'll leave that for you later, Spike, when he starts not running out balls. You can't have your top player, top money guy, come up there and strike out. I know strikeouts happen, but when he strikes out in that situation, the mojo of the whole team, you got to follow this guy into a fire. He's got to find a way to get the ball in play. And do you know how many times this team has had runners in scoring position with zero outs and they have multiple strikeouts? 16 times already this year.
Wow. Is that real? Multiple strikeouts with runners in scoring position and no outs? They have 16 strikeouts?
Yes. Cannot happen. Cannot, and it's early.
Yeah.
That cannot happen. We need – everything has to start with Harper. And I know that we live with that bedlam at the bank, but you know what? It's getting old after a while. He's got to lead this team. And if he doesn't come up big in those situations, it just hurts the team. He finds a way to get on base. Now they're up 4 or 5 runs. Hey, listen, Taiwan on Walker throws the double play ball in the center field. That didn't help either. But we have to have Harper lead this team. And if he can't do it in big situations, it's going to be a long season.
Well, he hasn't hit well this year anyway. He's certainly not in a groove. I understand what you're saying, Rick. It is hard to say, boy, in that situation, you need to get a hit. Baseball is tough in that way. But I do agree on some fashion that it's going to be hard for the team to heat up offensively without him heating up offensively and getting clutch hits. And if he's going to be that guy, then you have to hold him to a higher standard than you hold everybody.
But also, we're going to point out that last week against the Braves, he had the big home run. He's had big moments.
Yeah. Well,
yes. He's we want to do the clutch thing. He's been really clutch. I mean, he has. He's had a lot of them over the last couple of years. He struck out in the first inning.
Yes, he did. He struck out in the first inning, but he is the heavy is the head that wears the crown.
I got you.
Yeah.
He's hitting
245.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
He's not hitting well.
I know. We should get rid of him.
Yeah. No, there's no need. You got to be able to hold the guy accountable.
We are. Everyone's mad at him.
Everyone is.
Everyone's
mad
at him. No, I got you. We'll get him out of here.
See what I deal with here, Rick.
Another HBO show hasn't been mentioned yet. Curb Your Enthusiasm with him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's been mentioned. Rick, why don't you give us something that's overrated?
Is it an actor or a show?
Do whatever you want.
You know what? I don't really have one, but I just wanted to get the Harper thing in there because we really need him to lead this team.
Okay.
Or it's going to be a long season, guys.
All right.
All right.
So Bryce Harper overrated. That's what
it sounds like to me.
Let's try OK Andrew and his draft report.
Hey, you guys got me?
OK.
All right. So today we got another SEC pass rusher.
Of course.
James Pierce Jr.
Mm. Did we not do him already?
Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, we
got
you.
Yeah, we got you, brother.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. We got James Pierce Jr. No, we have not done him already. We've gone through a number of edge rushers.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But I think this guy's one of the top edge rushers of the draft that could possibly slip. I've seen him at pick 15, and I've seen him in the middle of the second round. He's a 6'5", 245 defensive end. He has a free combine, fast, twitchy guy that I've seen on film. He had 10 sacks 2 years ago, 7.5 sacks last year. He had multiple 10-plus CFL seasons. He had a pick six in the big game 2 years ago, and he clocked over 20 miles per hour on there. I think that he could possibly fall to us. I know he had something off the field, but ultimately that did not form into anything. If we need to go and get him in the mid-20s, I think we will.
Ugh, not your best.
You didn't like James Pierce?
It's just the tone. He wasn't selling me on him. Jack, your thoughts?
That was great.
Oh, yeah. Well, that means the opposite. Okay, Andrew. Yeah.
No, he's doing a good job.
Listen, I think the phone issues the first time around. Threw
everyone off.
Put you behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
It's got to be more, again.
A little less energy the second time when you call.
Passion. Yep. Passion, passion, yep. Passion. I want to
call you OK Kuiper Jr.
And I want to say, like, I need James Pierce.
Yes.
I don't listen.
Yeah, it's like you felt like you were reading. Yeah.
We don't read NFL.com.
Yeah.
When James Pierce lines up on that left or right side of the ball, the quarterback cannot roll out to that side. It's evident in film, and he's going to be staring at our D-line if we're able to get him.
Okay.
All right, okay.
What else do you want?
Step right. Back.
That
just step
good
back.
To me, OJ.
Step back.
I called him OJ.
Yep, you called him OJ. Yep.
OJ.
Get rid of that guy.
Look, I love OK, and he was. I felt like he was trending up. That was not his best work, and he's got a couple more days because we're probably not going to get him on Thursday because we have an afternoon Phillies game. So he's got a couple more shots this week to really get in a better place. Mm-hmm. I mean that wasn't his best, right?
Yeah, I mean you know it was OK.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Fits the name.
I do feel bad when I give him a bad review.
I know.
Well, because he's put forth good effort.
He's trying.
He's like a high motor guy.
I actually like the player.
He's kind of like Rudy.
Yeah, I like the player. I just think his delivery was a little...
lackluster.
Yeah, lacked a little energy there.
Yeah, guys call me on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, see,
it's like the number one sports radio rule.
See, that's like...
It's disrespectful.
See, okay. Let me tell you something about Spike, man. You know, you come into the courtroom and if you're not necessarily on time or you present yourself well, the judge is in a bad mood already. You're off to a bad start.
Yep, yep.
So that's kind of where Spike is at. Like, you came in a little shaky there and you didn't win him over afterwards.
I heard the speakerphone. My heart broke.
Yeah.
My heart broke.
He's a stickler for the speakerphone. Yeah.
I just need you to sound like you care. Yeah. That's the other thing.
Pull over, pick up the headset.
Yeah.
James
Fritz
Pierce
is a little tougher because I don't know why.
Yeah, what, you what hate him.
But you with OK Andrew, it's almost like there's a little rivalry there and it's only one-sided. Like,
I don't want to have really a rivalry. We had a friendly, we were DMing over the weekend.
Oh, you're jealous of him, I think.
Something there.
Yeah. Well,
hey, I know one day he made the comment about your college career and that you probably haven't let that go yet.
Well, he likes to chirp me about some baseball things, which, again, even if you end up being right about it, the path he got there was wrong.
Stop.
And, which, whatever.
Lead off.
Which is, but it was going well. They've lost almost every game they've been there.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, I like OK Andrew the guy. Yeah. It's just there's three things I don't like in life. All right?
Yeah.
What are those?
Bad drivers, bad baseball, and bad radio.
Wow.
And like that's my only I don't want it to be bad.
Right.
But it's just there hasn't been that natural progression that you usually see from college.
Yeah.
All right.
So what's coming up? Speaking of good radio, the top five of five is coming
up.
Yeah, what do we have?
I get judged every day.
What do we have coming up?
I keep coming back with the top five. So what I have for you today is Jolly was on fire. On Sunday after the Daryl Morey press conference.
On fire. I don't know. Is that good? Bad? What does that mean?
In this case, it was good. What I have for you is the five best Jolly one-liners about Daryl Morey.
Oh.
From his show on Sunday night.
He had five great one-liners from one show?
I had to narrow it down to five.
Really?
Wow, there was more.
Jolly must be hot when it comes to the Sixers.
He hates Daryl Morey.
He does.
Oh, I did not know this.
Yes, he wants to know why nobody's coming down his throat.
Oh, I do know that
part. Yes. As we've all, that will be replayed to set it up.
Yes.
All the good stuff.
Yes.
All right, the top five of five is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.